The Indiana Department of Environmental Management has finished its first round of testing for toxic PFAS chemicals in drinking water. Exposure to them has been linked to cancer, problems with the immune system, and developmental issues in children. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the preliminary results are encouraging.
Of the 24 drinking water utilities the state tested, only two had detectable levels of PFAS in their treated water: Morgan County Rural Water Corporation and the city of Charlestown, served by Indiana American Water. Indiana University professor Jackie McDonald Gibson researches PFAS in rural water. She says, keep in mind, many of these water utilities are in the country and may be farther away from industrial sources of PFAS.
But it is comforting to know anyway in these smaller utilities, which are less equipped to handle any problems with PFAS than larger utilities, that these levels are low.
PFAS have been found in everything from carpets to fast food wrappers to firefighting foams on military bases, like Grissom Air Reserve Base near Kokomo. IDEM plans to test the drinking water at more utilities across the state through May 2023. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.